We next discuss the novel targeted immunotherapeutic agent, axolimagene filgotinib, and Dr. O'Malley talked about its mechanism of action in the Phase 3 AIM-2-SERVE trial evaluating this agent for patients with high-risk locally advanced cervical cancer.
This is a listeria-based immunotherapy, again, delivering into and against the E7 peptide of HPV16. So once again, entry into the cell, processing, leading to cell death, and a very, very interesting mechanism. Unfortunately, the institution of the trial in these patients who are placebo-controlled has been put on hold twice, once for a safety, and then now most recently by a production problem. It's once again on hold with regards to the drug. So we're hoping that this trial reopens and that we can get our patients, these high-risk local regional patients, better options than just observation.
So Shanna, can you describe in your own mind, I've been hearing about this thing for the last few years, I think it's really interesting, but like what actually is it and how does it work?
So as David mentioned, it's a vaccine that's targeted to the E7 peptide. And so it's almost similar to what you're seeing with the ADCs, where it gets brought into the cell, you know, kind of packaged in this virus and then releases its payload.
So yeah, it's really interesting. Yeah. Even though it's a completely different makeup and is biologic, it's very similar to an ADC.
Yeah. I mean, I like to think of things in the most straightforward way possible, and that's exactly
I'm
what it is.
I'm up for that. Okay.
The other trial that was open at the same time was with a PD-1 inhibitor, which again, if you're looking at the immune modulated aspect of this, would really make a lot of sense. Unfortunately, this trial during its ongoing accrual was put on hold at the same time with regards to the concern of the safety. And with that was then suspended after they became active again. So we will not get the final results of this. But I am hopeful that we can see, if we can get this phase 3 open again, that we may have an option for patients with local regional disease that probably have a 40 to 60% risk of recurrence, even with just chemo radiation.